It has, Chris. Yeah, well, the final score was Ulster 27, Munster 10. I would say next week Munster will certainly be up against it, against the Leinster side, who apparently were very impressive last week against Ulster. But no, it was a good result here today. As I say, a tremendous amount of people here today. The car park, everything's full, the atmosphere, and as I say, I would doubt, well, in fact, I don't ever think there'd be a crowd this much at a rugby match in this part of the country. But certainly, I think it can well enthuse a lot of people to come and watch. And with the amount of television coverage you get now as well, people may be interested. And hopefully some young guys will want to take it up, even though they play other sports. Why not just turn your hand to everything? The game itself, David Maxwell, the Ulster fullback, converted after 3 minutes. And his Munster count departed level. And then winger Conor Poulos from Munster, he went over to make 8 points to 3, converted by O'Donnell. Then it was a case of they never scored another point after that. Ulster managed to get 3 tries, two of them which were converted. The first one was by Callum Foreman from Kirk. That was his first game playing for the Ulster Juniors, so I'm sure he's a very... feels very good. And then just before half time, centre Paul Armstrong, he went over and that was converted. Maxwell converted. Sorry, 20 points to 10 at half time. As I say, the half, it was to and fro, mistakes were being made and everything. But Armstrong got a second score for himself, which again was converted by Maxwell. He picked up the Man of the Match award, Paul Armstrong from Cahir Valley. I suppose only a bit right, a player who did so much to get their team into the All-Ireland League Division 2C next year. He certainly looked like a good player, and I'm sure he will relish the thought of stepping up a wee bit further and taking on those sort of people. But as I say, the crowd enjoyed the game today. But Chris, as you well know, sport is all about people, and it's all about communities, and it's all about enjoyment. And today certainly had all that. It was great, I think, for a lot of us meeting old friends we haven't seen for 5-10 years because of COVID and things that got there. But the camaraderie around here was absolutely superb. I met guys not only from Anishona that I haven't seen for a long time, but also from all around the North West, and even people from Belfast that come down to watch the game. And as I say, it was very interesting. And I'm sure you'll find it quite interesting, my interview with the Ulster president, which I think said it all, what he feels about club rugby in Ulster. And I think it's great that somebody at the helm has that ability and has that knowledge to say it. And I think it'll be well thought of around all the provinces, and especially the smaller clubs who at times struggle, but nevertheless they keep going, unlike some of the bigger clubs who just look for a sponsor and that sort of solves all the problems. But that's not the situation in clubs like Inishowen, where they put their money into the buildings, into the facilities, and then give the opportunity to all the young ones. So as I say, what more can I say about this? Just to say it's been a great day, and I think the community here in Inishowen must feel good about it. Young, old, and very old and very young have all enjoyed themselves. Final score and this junior interprovincial, the first time ever in Donegal for an interprovincial to be played, it was in this junior game, was Ulster 27, Munster 10.